This is our city, the Queen City, and even if you're in South Carolina, or you're up in Asheville or Boone, or you're all the way up in Winston where we get calls from, you're all part of this radio family, the MRL Show, and we're all one city.
That is very true. And we're about to have someone from our radio family join the show to tell her story about when she was traveling and she was vacationing in the Bahamas and how she came face to face with a shark. Now, we're gonna air this. We recorded this yesterday with her, and we're going to play it. And then right after that, we're also going to tell you how you can help her kids. Her kids are doing something really, really cool, and we want to be a part of it. And so listen very closely to what happened yesterday. This is Tiffany with the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show. Tiffany, local right here in Concord, it's a blessing to even have you on our phones right now because you just went through an unbelievable experience.
Yeah.
you went on vacation and things went downhill very quickly. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened?
Yeah, my husband and I went on a cruise. Our last stop was Nassau, and we wanted to snorkel and parasail. And after parasailing, we jumped on a little boat and went out to a snorkel site. My husband and I were snorkeling for a good 20 minutes together, but he started to feel queasy, so he went back to the boat, and I just kind of stayed out there for a little longer. And it wasn't but 10 minutes after he went back to the boat that I felt a bump or a tug on my arm, and I casually looked to see what I had bumped into, and I was face-to-face with a shark. He had my arm in his mouth.
Wow.
And it was just surreal. I mean, we were just staring at each other for a few seconds because he was kind of just floating there waiting for me to make a move. And, of course, when I tried to pull back, that's when we began to struggle. But, you know, of course, fear was all over me. But when we began to struggle, I had this supernatural God-given strength that just rose up from inside. And I just remember thinking, I'm not going to die here. He is not going to take my life.
Yeah.
And I was able to pull away because he took my arm, but I swam away from him, praying the entire time. I screamed out, "Help me, Jesus!" You know, and I had my arms raised and swam back to the boat. My husband had jumped in after he heard me screaming and met me and kind of assisted me the last little bit. And I was able to get back in that boat. And I'm telling you, the minute I hit that boat, I had just the peace of the Lord so strong on me. It was tangible. I can't even explain it. It was just, it was amazing. And I actually was the one that was telling everybody what to do. I said, okay, get me a towel, get me something to stop the bleeding, you know, and they're running around.
Tiffany, how big was the shark? Do we know?
What kind of a shark?
Yeah. Do you know any of the details?
He was gray in color, and I could just remember those eyes because we were, you know, staring at each other. And he suggested it was a tiger shark just by the nature of how I described he bumped me and just the attack in general. And when I looked up some images of tiger sharks a couple days ago, I got up enough nerve, and it definitely resembles what I saw, and especially the eyes, because I looked up some other sharks. And it wasn't even close.
So nobody from the boat actually saw the shark until they didn't see anything until you are swimming towards the boat yelling for help.
Yes, until I started screaming, "Help me, Jesus." And, you know, they saw my arm raise. I started to elevate my arm as I was swimming. And, you know, they saw my arm was just mangled stump. So they didn't know it was a shark until I was on the boat because, you know, it could have been, I guess, anything at that point. But, you know, my husband, he was like, he pretty much knew it was shark, but he still jumped in those waters after me. He said all he could see was blood all around me, my arm just, you know, mangled, and he just, no fear, you know, just jumped right in. And, I mean, if that isn't love, I tell you what.
Yeah.
I'll say, because you know what, if he didn't, we'd all be making fun of him. It's an amazing story. Tiffany Johnson from Concord. Her story is worldwide.
Yeah.
The Today Show, British talk shows. It's an amazing story. Anytime anyone comes face to face with a shark and loses a limb.
Especially this way, she didn't even feel pain. She was calm.
It's a miracle.
It really is.
And we want to celebrate this miracle. And we found out that she has three, James and Tiffany have three beautiful children, Kylie, Luke, and Natalie. And they want to help mom pay her medical bills. She's got to get a prosthetic. Nothing is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to help the family raise some money today.
The kids wanted to start a lemonade stand. So we got the kids a location. We're going to be in Concord at the 7-Eleven right there at Concord Parkway South and Pitt School Road. And we're going to be out there from 11 to 1 today raising money. The kids are going to be stirring the lemonade, selling lemonade, and we're going to try to get mom some money for medical bills.
And I think it's important to note that the kids are, you know, pretty young, and they don't know exactly all the details either. So if you're going to come out today, you know, all that they know is that mom got into an accident in the water, and that's pretty much all they need to know for now. Nobody wants to scare the kids.
Good point, Loren. Tiffany, James, we hope that's okay with you if we come out and help the kids make some lemonade and sell some lemonade for a couple hours to try and help you guys get your life back on track a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. It would be such a blessing, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you said, it's a miracle, and we're going to celebrate that today, starting at 11 o'clock up there in Concord. The community is going to come together for you. I really feel it. I can sense it.
Thank you so much. You guys have been a blessing, and what an amazing testament of how good our God is.
Thanks, Tiffany. I mean, you hear these stories all the time out of Florida, out of, you know, the Carolinas, off the coast of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You never think it's going to happen to someone in Concord.
Right.
And when it does, we've got to come together for them. And we found out that the kids are doing the lemonade stand, and we thought it was just adorable that they want to help.
So if you want to come help these kids out, and also I think the mom's Tiffany's going to be there as well. All you have to do is go to the 7-Eleven in Concord. It's the one at the corner of Pitt School Road and Concord Parkway. Right across the street from the Walgreens. We're going to be there from 11 to 1. The kids are mixing the lemonade, and we're going to help them out and try to raise some money for mom.
And by the way, the kids don't know exactly what happened to mom. So I think it's important that, you know, when you show up, don't like ask questions out loud or anything
right.
like that. They just know mom had an accident in the water.
Yeah. They don't know the shark part.
There you go. So we'll see you, Concord. We don't make it up that way often. And when we do, we love being up there. And we know you guys will come together for one of your own. Tiffany Johnson, if you missed that chat that we had with her, you want to tell other friends or family members to go listen to it, we're putting it up right now on the website, kiss95.1.com.